Here's Chuck Lura from Dakota College of Botany with Natural North Dakota.
Each year from November 6th to the 30th, the Earth passes through the debris field of Comet Temple-Tuttle, or what we call the Leonids meteor shower. This year, the peak viewing period is the evening of Saturday, November 17th, and early morning hours of the 18th. The number of meteor showers during the peak viewing period is expected to be around 15 meteors per hour. Meteors are small particles of comet material. Comets are often described as dirty snowballs, composed of rock, ice, dust, and perhaps a few miles across. As they travel their orbits and come near the sun, the heat can cause the comet to shed particles of ice and rock. Those particles, many the size of a speck of dust or a grain of rice, form a debris field in space. So when the Earth passes through these debris fields, some of the particles collide with our atmosphere and become glowing hot. We see them as falling stars or shooting stars. The Earth has several meteor showers each year. Each shower is named after the constellation in which they appear to originate. But of course, they may be viewed or observed in other areas of the sky. The actual cause of meteors was not determined until the 1800s. Before that, the explanations of this phenomenon were wildly variable. Many cultures viewed them as bad omens, or some sort of message from the gods. Others believed that they were some souls of newborns, or perhaps of the recently departed. Some thought they were actually falling stars. As for wishing on a falling star, it may be attributed to Ptolemy. The gods are believed to be uncaring. Plus, they could not hear the pleas or petitions of people. But occasionally, the gods became curious and peeked down over the edge of the heavens, and in so doing, knocked down some stars. During the duration of the falling star, they could hear the people's pleas or petitions. The catch, however, is that the petition would have to be said out loud in its entirety to be fully heard. We now know the cause of falling stars are meteors, and of course there are no moral messages or omens associated with them. So enjoy them for what they are. To paraphrase the late Carl Sagan, they're little pieces of star stuff. I'm Chuck Lura.
Natural North Dakota is supported in part by the NDSU Central Grasslands Research Extension Center and Dakota College at Botany. You can read and hear today's story at prairiepublic.org.